Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Woo! That's quite a finish, and welcome everybody. We're live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so we're both on Blog Talk Radio, also on Facebook Live here, and this is a radio show, so call into the show, okay? No matter where you're at, speak to my guest here on this show, Linnea Starr, okay? So dial on in, 347-884-8245 is the number. And well, welcome, Tanaeus. First time here. Great, great. Make sure you send friend requests to me so you can catch all the shows. We're here every day. And we do, like today, we're going to do four shows. So with different guests. So we're here to help you, the caller, the listener, and the homeless mission. That's what we do. And we have one of the best in the business as far as connecting you to spirit. Linnea Starr not only will connect you with one thing, not two, but always at least three, sometimes a whole lot more. On this show, we call it the trifecta. And you will hear a lot of times bells ringing and all kinds of great things that will just, it just makes for, you know, a really great time. I just, you know, we all have loved ones that have passed, some just shortly, some a long time ago, like me with my parents who passed away over 40 years ago. Seems like another lifetime. But you still, you know, we all remember our loved ones as if it was yesterday. So, so Linnea Starr is here to connect you. And what we ask folks, if you have spoken to Linnea recently on this show, please refrain from calling, okay? So we can get to the folks that haven't yet had the experience of getting help from Linnea, okay? Because spirituality is helping our brothers and sisters. So, and this is a spiritual show. It's all about helping, and we should all be in that train of thought, right? So, and that's why we do the homeless mission, you know, love in action, and we really need your support, folks. This is something, I'll just be real straightforward with you guys. If I didn't care about this homeless mission as much as I do, with the lack of support that I get, I would have quit it a long time ago. And it never ends. It never ends. People, you know, this is something long-term. This is not something like you fix something one time and it's over. This is a continuous help, a continuous need with the homeless community. It doesn't end in just one action. So what I need is people that are committed, people who, like myself, you know, are committed day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. Jennifer Taylor has done that, who's my partner in this. We've almost done this for a year now. But so many people will help a little bit and then they go away. I don't understand that, but it is what it is. But I'm just saying to you, you know, we need your support. We really do. And, I'm going to find an answer as far as what works. I'm not sure the formula I'm using right now is working totally the correct way, but the more I work on it, I know I am getting closer to the answer that God wants me to do. So, 'cause that's what spirituality is, guys. It's love for our brothers and sisters. And I think if we think about it, you know, we all might not have $49 for a 15-minute reading. And if you do, that's awesome. Or if you have 100 or 500, God, that'd be awesome. You actually get a Journey in Light, a limited pass for a donation of $500. Did I ever mention that? I guess it's been a long time. But for all of us that rest that are struggling or, you know, having a little bit of a hard time, we can look in our wallet or purse and we can say, hey, we got $5. We got 10. We got a 20. You know, I mean, I, except for people that are truly homeless, you know, so you can donate at our GoFundMe link or PayPal. It's really easy to do. I mean, it's simply going online like we do to buy things. And it's, you know, it is who we say we are, right? We say we're spiritual. But we, you know, our actions speak louder than words. You've heard that saying before? Well, it's true. Really is. Our actions speak louder than words. And, you know, this is something that's should be near and dear to everybody. And it may offend some people. It may be people don't want to hear this. But I think every show in the spiritual community should at least offer a way to help the homeless. I really do. But anyway, I do what I do, and that's all we can do. Okay, so the number to call in, Linnea Starr is my guest. 347-884-8245 is the number. press 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? So make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Alrighty? And the doctor's in 1 hour. So if you have a medical problem, call in then. Okay? Alrighty. Thank you. Hello, Carol in Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. And let's bring in Linnea Starr to the show. Hello, Linnea. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, and happy Halloween. And this is a really fortuitous week to be involved in the spiritual realm simply because of the Halloween holiday tomorrow night. And that was an ancient Celtic festival. They celebrated their New Year on November 1st. So Halloween was the blending of the spirit world and the earth world for souls to come back to visit. And then it morphed into All Saints Day, which is November 1st. And you get to, you know, pray for the martyred saints, for their faith and for their sacrifice. And that morphed into November 2nd, which is All Souls Day. And especially in Mexico, in the Latin countries, they have a huge celebration where they go to the cemeteries, they bring ethnic food, they burn candles, and they try to reach the departed. So I'm going to say this is a very wonderful week to do this because the portal opens up and we just get everybody coming back to touch base with us. So thank you for that opportunity tonight.
Yeah, that's a great point tomorrow. Yeah, a couple of really important days are coming up here, starting tomorrow and then the following day, too, people. I need to be reminded of that, All Saints Day. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, too, that, you know, the colder weather is coming, and in your mission work, I'm sure that you see a lot of people that are out in the elements. So I'm going to say, you know, to donate now would be so jurisprudent because, you know, the weather's going to get colder. We're going to have snow and ice. And some of these people don't have the shelter to keep them from the horrific elements. So I agree. I would ask people, especially the holiday season coming up, please open up your hearts and give whatever you could, even if it's the smallest amount possible. Every single donation makes a difference. And thank you for, you know, your missionary work to try to end homelessness. It's something that I think we could work together on to stop because it's just growing and growing and growing, sadly.
Yeah, it really is. And winter especially, I won't ever forget Bill, who is a homeless guy here in Oklahoma City. And see that, you know, like in Oklahoma City, I'm sure a lot of cities are the same way. We have just one shelter, and if you're not able to work there, you can't stay there. If you can't work during the day, a lot of these guys are older and they're disabled and they can't work. So like Bill said, I said, where do you stay in the winter? Where do you sleep? And he said, you don't understand. He said, in the winter, you don't sleep. He said, it's too cold. It wakes you up, so you take naps. So that was a sad shock, yeah.
I can't envision someone in the coldest of the cold with the rain and the snow and the ice, how they have the fortitude to carry on. It's just amazing that they have the strength to do that. So hopefully your missionary work will increase, you know, the funding to have these people stay someplace or have a safe, warm place, at least just during the night. During the daytime, maybe they can go to the library. You know, they could do something else. But at night, to know that they're coming home to a safe place for them that has some warmth and shelter, I think those are such important things in the bad weather. So hopefully that's going to, your work is going to help that change.
Yeah, we can only do what we can do, and so that's why I, you know, ask the folks out there to, you know, give something, like you said, and we can make a difference to the folks like we did with Burroughs, or he has a place now. Well, we'll have a warm place, and others that we have helped for not being homeless, like Charles and many others, Yeah.
And there's a dignity premise here, too. Some of these people are very proud people, and they should be. And sometimes the circumstances that they find themselves in were not created by them. It was just created by what happened in their life. So I think a lot of them are very proud and sometimes don't want to ask for help. So it's wonderful to go out there and say, listen, I can help you this way. Let us help you. And I think that helps them keep their dignity. during this transitionary period in their life, and that's very important too.
Yeah, that's a great point too. So we have the links posted, folks, on the show page where you can make a donation, GoFundMe or PayPal, and also listed on the Facebook live page. And again, if you donate $49 or more, let us know. We'll bring you up next and we'll give you an extended reading. And a big thank you for any donation of any size, of course. So let's go to the phones here and let's see who we have. How does that sound, Linnea?
Great. Off we go. Thank you. I'm looking
yes.
forward to it. Great, great callers.
Okay.
Give them the
yes.
bell.
Yes, right. Kansas, 316. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Happy Halloween. And you're out where the Dorothy and Toto land is.
Yeah.
The beautiful story. That's a fun place to be. And yeah, so tell us, what would you like to ask during this Halloween festival week? What would your question to the universe be?
Well, I've been waiting something to come into the mail from my school, and I was wanting to know when you might see it come in or feel, because I've been waiting for it for a while.
All right. They're giving me before the holidays. When did you send the info to them? Was it over the summer? Is that what you did during the summer? You sent them something?
Because I started an online school in the summer, but I'm waiting
right.
to
well,
receive something
me.
From them.
Yeah, well, they're showing me that before the holidays, I think that might be a reality for you. Why are they giving me the week of December 10th to the 20th? Do you have a connection to that week right now? Does that mean anything
no.
in your life? Well, it looks
no.
like that could be the cadre point of when the school, you know, gets in touch with you. They are giving me good medical news around an older person. So is somebody in your family or in your friendship connection, is someone waiting for any news around the chest or the lung area? Is someone waiting for any medical news in that part of the body?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's a prophecy. So I'm being told someone, an older person, will be getting some good medical news. Are you a married lady yet?
No, I'm completely single. Not even have a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, I just got a posting on Facebook today. I told a family a year ago that their daughter would get engaged this weekend past, and the gentleman popped the question Saturday night, so they were pretty excited.
Oh.
Well, they didn't tell her, and they obviously didn't tell him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a nice relationship. So I am going to say I see somebody new coming into your life. How old are you now?
I'm 25.
All right, well, you sound 12, so that's a good thing. So they're telling me two big exciting things. I think your school gets in touch with you before Christmas, and it's positive, and I do see a gentleman coming into your life. I don't think you know this particular person yet. It could be an introduction through a friend. And why do they give me the letter J around you? Does someone have the letter J in their name? Anybody with the J letter at the very beginning of
yeah.
their name, do you know?
Yeah, my cousin.
All right, and where is that person?
They live in the next town over.
All right, well, I think they'd be very happy about the successes that they're showing me around you. And I do see a moving truck, so are you thinking of moving yourself physically to another location?
Yeah,
I'm
living with my mom right now, and I've been wanting to leave.
All right, well, you know, all birds fly and spread their wings, so they are showing me that you might be doing that by the new year. So I'm going to say by January, February, it looks like you might have found, you know, a smaller place and a little bit of independence. And why do they say William? Do you have a William or a Bill around you? Anyone with that name?
Yeah, my uncle.
All right, are you close to him?
Yes, really, very.
All right, well, he's a mentor for you. So I'm going to say that particular gentleman naturally, you know, watches over you and is very happy with the successes that you're doing. Where is your birth father? Where is your dad?
I've never met him, but I think he's in like Virginia or somewhere.
All right. Well, then I'm going to say the Uncle William might have fulfilled, you know, a very nurturing kind of connection for you, a father figure. So I'm going to say they're showing me a thumbs up around you. And that just means that your school aspirations, you're moving to a place that's your own, and then meeting somebody very special could be.
Do you know when
I
might meet that
you.
Person?
Well, I'm going to say I think it's in the new year. I think it's between January and March. So good luck. Let us know what comes true. And happy
Thank
Halloween.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Halloween to you, too. All right.
Me
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Good luck.
All right. Thanks for your call there. Great call. Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot of connections.
Flying. Every bird leaves the nest, and good luck to her. I think she's going to do very well, and she has a wonderful Uncle William that's kind of taken her under his wing, and God bless. I hope everything works out for her.
Yes, yes, definitely. A lot of great connections there, so deserving of definitely some bells.
Trifecta. There you go.
There you go. Kansas, you got the trifecta there.
Yeah,
so,
cute, yeah. Dorothy and Toto, that's so cute.
Right, we have to have that on pre-Halloween day here with Linnea Starr.
You're right.
let's go to Georgia and bring in Casey to the show. Welcome, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy Halloween. How are you?
Fine to you. I'm doing great.
Great. And what question would you like to ask during this Halloween festival week? Is there something that you would like the stars to point out to you? And thank you for your call. What would your question be?
Yes, I just want to see if you see my finances getting better.
All right. Well, thank you. They are showing me kind of a gold color around you with a little bit of green in it. So when you see gold, that's always, you know, a fortunate color, and the green would be money. Money could be coming in to you shortly. What do you do for work?
Well, right now I don't do anything for work because I was injured about 5 years ago with my back.
All right,
so
I'm sorry. I hope you're taking care of that. Are you looking for anything part-time to supplement what you're getting right now? Are you looking for something to augment the financial situation?
Not at the moment. I just, you know, when I have, like, a little extra money, I might just play the slot machine or the lottery or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Two of my clients just hit one hit on 1800 and one hit for 1000. So I'm going to say I don't know the lottery system, you know, where you live, and I certainly don't want you to take the farm money or your rent money and go spend it. But I'm going to say right around Christmas, sometimes there's a lot of new tickets, at least where I live in Boston. You might look for something around the Christmas season that's green. The ticket could be green. Maybe that's why I saw it. And I see 7 times 7. 7x7. So I'm going to say be on the lookout for something like that, and there could be a small win. And please, you know, use your discretion, and please just, you know, buy one or two. I really don't want to tell somebody to go spend thousands on one ticket. But I did have two clients recently that hit fairly decent amounts, and they were pretty surprised because both of them really don't play that often. But I'm going to say, where is your mother? Is your mom still here on the earth plane?
Yes, ma'am, she is.
All right. Well, I'm going to say she'll be happy about what happens. And are you near Atlanta at all? Are you near the Atlanta area?
Yes, I'm probably about 15 miles away.
All right. Well, they're just showing me that when you do look for this particular ticket around the holidays, you know, look, I think maybe in Atlanta, look for some little store that might sell all of this. And they are giving me the letter L around you. Does somebody have the letter L at the beginning of their name at all?
My mother name is Linda.
All right. So I'm going to say they gave me the letter L. They gave me lucky sevens around Christmas. They showed me Atlanta. So I think that there might be, you know, a special prize for you, you know, in the coming new year. And why do they say Jenkins? Do you have anybody in your life spelled J-E-N-K-I-N-S? Do you have anyone named Jenkins at all?
No, ma'am, I don't.
I ask you, Mom. It's from a long time ago. So good luck. You know, use your discretion, you know, like I said, around the holidays. And please call us back and let us know what comes true. Good luck. Happy Halloween. Nice to talk
Thank
to you.
Same to you.
Hey,
you have a great
Take
day.
Take care.
You
too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, I hope Lady Luck is a lady. You know, sometimes you do see a small win and you kind of give the person a heads up. So hopefully around Christmas, our lovely friend in Georgia will be calling us to let us know that luck was a lady. That happens. So, Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Connection.
I was talking to you. My line was muted. I was talking right with you. And oh, gosh.
Silly.
I got so many buttons here.
Scratch ticket. I know.
Yeah.
So hopefully she will find something. You know, and I don't want you to go down there and spend, you know, $2 million. But when you walk into the store and you have a little bit of a feeling, like a couple of my clients did, hopefully that will be a blessing for her, and she's certainly deserving of that. And off we go.
Yeah, I was saying about Luck Be Your Lady. I was saying, you know, are your favorite, Mr. Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. And this weekend I was thinking of you because I saw this little skit that one of these comedy shows did is about Trump and the Russian investigation. And the background they had with Russia how's that go with Russia with love? Frank Sinatra's.
Russia with love, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was
that. Right. Oh.
Yes, they put that song to the background,
so,
and it was awesome. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Blue Eyes. He's universally loved. What a talent! What an amazing talent! Very wonderful gentleman. He was very charitable too. I've read some things about him, and he did a lot of things behind the scenes. He didn't want people to know his charitable side. And you know what? Luck be a lady for all of us, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. That Frank Sinatra, you know, he took his Catholic roots of, and that's what we're taught, right? As Catholics, is that do something without, you know, having to
knowledge,
be noticed.
The knowledge, right?
Yes.
Right.
And and because your reward will be in heaven. And because that's what the Bible says. And he always was that way. He would give so much, and but you had to, you know, agree to keep it secret, you know. And
yeah, I think he helped a lot of down in their luck individuals. And I think, you know, he was known for that. And one of the premises was if he helped you, it was just between you and between him. He didn't want anyone to know. And I think, you know, when someone is famous and, you know, a great deal of success, sometimes giving back is even more special because they knew when they didn't have anything. And I think he tried to even the score by giving to charities, which was really wonderful.
Helped a lot of people in the hospital with illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Children.
Children. Definitely. Yeah. So,
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Off we go.
Off we go. Let's go to California and bring in Lily to the show.
Good afternoon. I had to look at the clock.
Yeah, California dreaming. Yeah, thank you so much. Happy Halloween. And what would you like to pose to the stars during this kind of open-ended spiritual connection? What would you like to ask?
Well, today is the 16th anniversary of my father passing. I know he's been present. But I'm also focusing on getting some income in. So if you have anything along those lines.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say I'm sorry for your father. That's a profound loss. And for some reason, he's given me the month of July around you. Do you have a connection yourself, or does anyone in your family have a July connection, birthday, anniversary, passing? Anybody with a July?
Yes.
And what is July for you?
July is the birthday of my stepfather.
All right. Thank you. Is your stepfather still here?
No, he passed also.
All right. Well, maybe the two gentlemen are toasting you. They're giving me July 12th to the 21st. When was the wonderful gentleman's birthday?
July 8th, but I just... my great grandfather is July 12th.
All right, so that was a gentleman connected to your dad's side of the family. All right, well, your father, told me to say that. Oh, thank you. Did you get to know that gentleman, or was he in spirit when you were a little girl?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was my rock and my inspiration to become a firefighter.
Oh, you knew him. All right, great. So you knew him. So we got his birthday. So that's, you know, from your dad. And for some reason, your dad keeps showing me Catalina Island. I think it's off the coast of California. Does someone have a connection to Catalina at all?
My husband and I do outrigging paddling, which is the Hawaiian canoes, and there are races that we do down there.
Great. So I think your dad, thank you for the affirmation. I think your dad knows, you know, where you are and what you're doing and how, you know, he's still very much connected to you. Why does he say Carol? Carolyn, Caroline, do you have anybody with that name in your life right now?
Yes, actually, I do. She's one of our paddlers.
Okay, so you do the boating with that lovely lady that does the same kind of athletic endeavor. Great. Well, I think he gave you the name of someone you're connected to. And why does he say Barbara? Barbara, do you have a Barbara around you at all?
And the only Barbara I really knew was 30 years ago.
All right, well, Barbara could be coming into your life regarding financial. What do you do? What do you do for your venue? What do you do for your work?
I am a health professional. I'm nursing.
All right, great. Okay, that's a wonderful field, a calling. It's always a calling. So I'm going to say they're telling me that Barbara might be somehow connected in your venue with your work. And are you branching out to do some consulting? Your dad said that maybe you might be doing some consults, and there's a great, great possibility that you'll do very well. Are you thinking about doing medical consulting in your field?
Yes, actually. I was looking at behavioral technicians or for the school district.
All right, well, so he says your knowledge and your expertise would stand you in good stead. So he's telling me, you know, get your resume out there. I'm sure you are. And I think by the first of the year, you know, right when everybody comes back from the holidays, there might be some interviews. And he's just saying that you would be an expert in your field at that. And I think, you know, the compensation should be comparable to what you're doing and how you've done it. So he says by the end of January, it looks like you have a calendar of consulting events coming up. And he says you might be doing seminars. Have you thought about doing any kind of infomercial seminars at all about your field?
Wow, no. No. I'm wondering he's looking. Okay. All right, Dad. I think you've been watching over my shoulder. My husband always teases me to be a life coach.
That's part of it. Sure. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And if you do a YouTube or you put that on a Facebook page for yourself, and you can offer not just the medical behavioral, you could offer the motivation to help somebody get organized and somebody get back on track to do, you know, their own professional success. So he says all systems are go. And why does he say Susan, Suzanne? Do you have a Susan or a Suzanne around you right now?
There's several of them, actually.
All right. Well, who's ever closest to you, he just said that one of them might be able to give you some good advice. And for some reason, he's showing me, you know, you can bounce ideas off of them. And for some reason, he says David. Do you have a David in your life right now?
David is my wonderful husband.
Thank you. Your father is very connected to you, as your stepdad and your great-grandfather. So I think they just gave you, you know, some validation about your wonderful life. I think they're very happy where you are and what you're doing. And your dad is also showing me a little charm bracelet. He says it goes back to your childhood. Are you familiar with that? It looks like it's a little girl's charm bracelet with Sweet 16 and, you know, little charms that a little girl would like. Do you have a recollection of that?
His granddaughter does, yes.
Okay. How old is the beautiful little girl?
Well, she's 21 now.
Okay. So she's quite grown up. So she had that bracelet when she was a little girl. Okay. Thank you. And he says, Cinderella kiss a fella. Why does he say that? You show me a little Cinderella, like a doll or a charm. He says, Cinderella kiss a fella. If you don't have that yet, he's going to try to send you something, not through
I know what it is.
You do. All right. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So thank you so much and happy Halloween.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Michael.
You were great. Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Happy Halloween.
I will. Thank you very much. Cinderella kissed a fella. She knew.
that was great.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I'm glad she got some. Yeah, thank you. She got some wonderful things. So happy Halloween. And nice when you can give, you know, several things anonymously, because, you know, all of these people are living in different areas than you and I live. And they all come together, and spirit just gives them the affirmation that the grave is not the end, ladies and gentlemen. The grave is just the beginning, and our loved ones are right there, and they want to communicate with us. So thank you. That was awesome.
And like you were... And like you were saying a couple shows ago about, you know, this is a great time where people can donate for in the memory of, you know, their loved one, you know, that has passed, you know, like their father, you know, things, their mom, you know, things like that for the homeless mission. And I know just like my parents standing right behind me and the work that I do there, you know, I've had definitely connections and readings with them. They're very proud of the work that I do, and that's one reason I do it is to make my parents proud of what I'm doing and my legacy.
Right, and to have that memory become a reality for someone, so someone gets a coat, someone gets some boots, somebody gets a meal, and they know that it was someone's loved one in the loving memory that reached out and said, you know what, this is in the memory of someone I love very dearly, and they're giving something very special, and there is no price tag on that. When you can feed somebody, give them shelter, give them warm clothes and boots, it's almost like your loved one is standing at the gate of heaven clapping, going, yes, yes, do this. This is what we want. So you just spread it around like that old song from the Coca-Cola, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold them in my arms and treat it especially. So I'm just going to say we can do it. You know, we can help our fellow brothers and sisters. And I think there's no better way to feel good about what we do is by helping and giving a helping hand. And that's all you want to do. It's like, here I am. I'll help you. And you walk forward. Maybe you couldn't have walked the way you wanted to until the help came, but that's why I'm here, and that's why you're here. We help each other. So off we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And you know, and that's the thing is when our loved ones pass. And I've heard this many times with connections and people with NDEs and all this stuff. And I know how I would be if I passed. And you know, they don't want us that are left to cry and mope and they want us to succeed, do what we're supposed to do here, and then we'll be reunited with them in a very short time. And it's just like what I'm doing. And if I when my day comes and I pass, and I don't want my son and daughter to be moping and crying about me. I want them to live and fulfill their lives and do something that I'm very proud that they do. And so we're the same thing, you know, we're sad. We don't forget. We don't forget of our loved ones. I haven't forgotten about my parents, even though it's been 40 and 35 years, long, long time, but still I continue on.
I saw a young man one day in the parking lot near where I live, near a market store, you know, market basket. It was freezing out, and he just had a flannel shirt. And he went to take the basket that I was done with, and I thought that's what he wanted, and he went miss. And I said, hi. He said, I haven't had anything to eat in 2 days. And I took him into the deli behind the market, and I let him order, you know, cheeseburger, shakes, fries, some pie. And I sat with him. He was my guest, and I had a cup of coffee. And, you know, I could tell he was very tormented and sad. And I said, listen, I said, I'd like you to do me a favor. And he said, well, what would that be? I said, when we're done with our meal, I said, I was very happy to treat you. I said, I would like you to call your mother. And he looked at me. I said, just call your mother. Call her collect, call your mother, and tell her that you're okay, that you're thinking about what you need to think about. I said, but your mother is crying to hear from you. I shook hands, I got up, and I left. I hope that you know, that helped him. I hope that that gave him a little bit of a start, because he was going to go to one of the Salvation Army shelters, which is, you know, a wonderful organization. But I will never forget the look on his face. And I said, "What made you talk to me?" He said, "You look like a little blonde angel." And I cried when I got in my car. I just said, "Oh, my God." And I could hear my father saying, "Feed this kid. Give him something." And it just felt good to sit down, watch him eat, and he had a healthy appetite. I gave him a few bucks. I said, "Later on, you know, if you want a snack," I said, "but you know what? Call your mother." And I hope that my advice from a stranger just meant call her and let her know that you're okay. And I hope that he did, because every mother and father, when their children disappear like that, this kid was about 20. I know that his mother was sitting by the phone waiting to hear from him. A mother's heart always beats for her child, and a father's heart does too. So hopefully it helped him, you know, a lifeline.
Yeah, that's great. Great story. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. It's really touching. Okay. Well, we're here with Linnea Starr. Always great shows. Mondays and Thursdays here on Journey Into the Light. Tell your friends. Come on by. You can also reach Linnea Starr at her website, linneastarr.com. Also, phone number is listed on the show page, 978-549-7802 for private sessions. And if you're calling right now and you would like a reading on the show with Linnea, 347-884-8245, and then press 1 on your phone to abort, okay? It's all about helping you, as we're doing here this evening, wherever you're at, maybe this afternoon if you're on the West Coast, or here in the Central Plains States, I guess 4 o'clock is afternoon. Let's go out to New York and bring in Jeannie to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I love New York.
Good,
are you near
how
Manhattan
are you?
At all? I'm great. I love New York. Are you near Manhattan at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go to Manhattan. I love it. Happy Halloween. And how can we answer your question tonight? What would you like to ask?
I would like to know if there's any messages for me from the other side.
All right, well, thank you. You know, that's usually what we do. Is your mother, your birth mother, is your birth mother still here?
No.
All right. I'm sorry for your loss. Was that someone I have a lady talking to me. So was that someone that you would like to make a connection tonight? Did you hope your birth mother might come back to speak with you?
Yes.
All right, well, I have a birth mother talking to me, and she's showing me, so do you have a connection to August at all? Is it a birthday, an anniversary, a passing?
Yes.
All right, what is it, a birthday or a passing? Do you, you know, can you just clarify?
My mom's
birthday. It was a passing?
Birthday.
Birthday.
No,
okay,
birthday.
What? Birthday, thank you. She's showing me the 13th to the 22nd of August. When is your beautiful mother's birthday?
The 8th.
All right, well, she was a new baby, the 13th to the 20th. She says there could be some good news around you. And sadly, how long has she been in spirit, your mom?
15 years.
All right, well, she's asking for her youngest child. Where are you in the birth order in your family?
I'm not the youngest, no. I'm the oldest.
Well, all right, she's talking about the youngest, so she's sending love to the youngest. Do you keep in touch with your youngest sibling?
No, not really, no.
Well, she says you're going to have news of your younger sibling. That's what she's telling me. And she's showing me medical news around you. So are you waiting for any kind of confirmation regarding any kind of medical testing at all? Are you going in for any kind of physical? All right, well, your mother says all will be well. So she says your prayers are going to be answered. So I see that very shortly. So are you waiting for the news within the next month or so?
I am.
All right. Well, she says there's good medical news, and she's right beside you walking you through this pathway. Why does she say Mark or Marcus? Do you have anybody with the name Mark or Marcus in your life right now?
No.
Oh, it's a doctor's name. I hear Mark, Marcus. So listen for that. And she's telling me that she showed me the stomach area. So is someone having any kind of stomach issues, digestive problems at all?
I have Crohn's disease.
Right. I'm sorry for that. But she says that whatever they're going to do, and that is, you know, a very difficult illness to live with, she said whatever they're going to do with medicine or maybe some kind of treatment, that's going to enable you, I think, to feel a lot better and function on a higher level, because that is, you know, an illness that can interrupt us, you know, in any part of our life. And she's given me the letter P around you. Does someone have the letter P at the beginning of their name?
No.
Well,
no,
I hear the letter P. Well, it's a doctor. You just write it down and then you look at it later on when it comes true and you know that it was your beautiful mother. And why is she showing me New Year's Eve, December 31st? Is that anything other than the New Year's Eve holiday for you? Is it anything else in your life right now?
No.
Well, she says by New Year's Eve, you're going to be fine. So I'm going to say between Halloween and New Year's Eve, it looks like your medical situation is on a higher level. And she's also telling me that I should say something about dental work. Is somebody having a lot of necessary dental work right now? Is that someone around you or is that you yourself?
No.
She said there's dental work. I hear root canal, something with back teeth. So she said there's something wrong with somebody's teeth. I don't know. You know, could be a family member. And do you have children?
I do.
All right. Well, she's asking about your oldest child. How old is your child?
32.
All right. And do they have children, your 32-year-old? Are they blessed with children yet?
No.
Did they want children? All right. Well, I see a baby. It looks like a little boy. So I'm going to say in the next two-year period, it could be news of an infant boy around your older child. So good luck with your medicals. Good luck with the little baby boy that I feel that I picked up. And let us know what comes to you. Happy Halloween. It was nice to talk to you. Blessings.
Thank you. You too. Thank
you. Good night. Take care. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call there.
Yeah,
Crohn's
disease is a very difficult disease, and it's the stomach. It's your digestive system. So I think, you know, hopefully her mother was trying to tell her that everything would be okay. So good luck to her. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's a really tough disease. Things like that, lupus, my wife has,
right.
Other things. Friend of mine, a priest here in the local area who's just excellent.
Right.
He suffers with Crohn's disease, and but he continues on to serve his parish.
Right.
Thank you.
Your diet has to be so special, and you have to be less stressful because it can affect you. But I did get the digestive system in the stomach, and I did get, you know, the lovely mother that wanted to tell us she would be okay. So do we have time for one more call?
Well, that's a lot of bells right there. So make sure we get that in first off.
Thank you.
We
did it.
And I'm going to say, since we got all the calls in, that's a wrap. So,
great. Well, thank
you.
Happy
skedaddle.
Halloween.
Yes, you too.
And we will talk Thursday. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Awesome show. Take care.
Okay,
thank you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Linnea Starr, always here on Mondays and Thursdays. Coming up next, the doctor's in. That's right. Dr. Scott Warner, Medical Intuitive, takes your calls. So this show is now going to end. So if you're on the radio page, call back in to speak to the doctor, okay? All right, any medical questions you may have. If you're on Facebook Live, we will stay live on Facebook Live. We'll keep streaming on out. Won't change that. Don't want to touch that. those things can be really touched.